Well, before you know it, it will just be around the corner when the Ravens and Steelers will lock up twice per season. And to think about, what could the Steelers be doing in the draft by the end of the month? All week we'll be talking to all of our friends in the AFC North to see, get their insights on what teams are going to be doing in the draft. And first up, of course, is the Steelers. Let's bring in Neil Coulong, USA Today, and Steelers Wire. Neil, thank you for being on the show. And with that 28th pick, is there any chance that the Steelers could take a quarterback in the first round?
Yeah, I think this year, perhaps more than others, they might want to look at it. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger put something of a timeline onto the remainder of his career, which actually goes past his contract a little bit. So you look at it from a perspective that, you know, Ben may want to play three more years. That may not be the plan necessarily for the Steelers. I mean, I think a lot of it is going to have to be, let's wait and see. I don't think they're going to commit a whole lot more to him right now, but they certainly could. And I think they want to keep that option open. I certainly don't think they want to show him the door, but at the same time, there comes a point with just about any veteran that you kind of have to, you know, pick and choose your battles. And I think in the Steelers' case, this is kind of a unique draft in that you could get a quarterback that falls that far that could be worth, the investment that they would have to put into him. I'm not sure if that is necessarily going to be the case, but it wouldn't surprise me if they looked at it.
And if they don't go, like, you know, with a little bit of a mild surprise at quarterback, what positions do you think that the Steelers are looking at that 28th pick?
I think they're going to have to address their inside linebacker position a bit, and the safety is going to be an appealing option to them as well. So I would say this more than likely will be another defensive draft for the Steelers in the first round. One, the obvious loss of Ryan Shazier, that's not something they're going to be able to fill just through free agency in this draft. I think it's going to take a while to build whoever it is going to be their long-term starter to be anything of the player that Shazier was. So I don't think 28 will necessarily yield them a starter, but you look at a guy like Justin Reed, a safety out of Stanford. I think he's kind of your tweener first, second round guy. I think he has the athleticism that might put him to the back end of the first round. He might be somebody they want to take a look at. I don't necessarily think that he's going to be on the field a ton his rookie year, if that is the direction they go. But, you know, it's the 28th pick of the draft. You're really not necessarily going to find a legit straight-up first-round player based on the team's philosophy at that spot. It just doesn't usually work out that way. But he's a good character guy. Again, I mentioned the athleticism. That's something the Steelers have looked at for their first-round picks the last couple of years. That might be a deciding factor for him. But you know, as Kevin Colbert often says, they're going to have to let the draft come to them and based on that, make their decision.
And we're talking to Neil Coulong, USA Today, and Steelers Wire. And Neil, it's what frustrates Ravens fans in particular is that their team has trouble developing wide receivers, whether it's especially through the draft. And it seems like the Steelers consistently, annually, are drafting wide receivers, and they're becoming big name players. Why do you think the Steelers have so much success first in drafting the right type of receiver, and then also developing them?
You know, it comes down to a team philosophy as well as a priority. You know, whatever it is that the Steelers put to make their secret sauce when it comes to receivers, it works out well. And on top of that, Richard Mann, who just retired this past year, an excellent and very experienced receivers coach. I think you saw Antonio Brown really blossom under his coaching after Scotty Montgomery, the previous wide receivers coach, left for a college job back in 2012. From an organizational perspective, they know what they're looking for. They know that the type of receiver that they want, and they commit to refreshing that pool over and over. They make, you know, your second round picks like Juju Smith-Schuster, and they find guys like Eli Rogers and stash them on the practice squad and have them develop for a couple of years. You're going to see, I think, some of that again this year. A kid named Marcus Tucker that they invested in last year, he's got a pretty good shot of making this year's team, and he's a good player. So I think a lot of it really is coaching, but the front office puts them in position to get the right guys to fit their scheme, fit the offensive philosophy that they use. These guys are being brought in to work within that system. And on top of that, having Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger certainly isn't going to make a second receiver much worse. You know, there's a lot of value that comes with having that high-level talent in the field.
And speaking of high-level talent, Le'Veon Bell, another year of venting a little bit of frustration of not getting the contract. Neil, do you feel that he will eventually get a long-term deal with the Steelers, or do you think this is kind of how the Steelers are playing the running back game, where they'll tag him for a couple years, and then when it possibly he could be having the decline, then let him go and find some place elsewhere?
You know, it's interesting because there really isn't a market for a running back right now that's doing what Le'Veon Bell is doing, and he knows that. He's trying to set that for himself. He hasn't been successful with it so far, but at the same time, it's hard to argue with him in the sense that he is catching the ball as much as he is. He's rushing as much as he is. He's touching the ball way more than anybody else. He feels he should be paid for the sacrifices that he's making, the value that he's bringing to the team. You can't really compare him to anybody just based on his statistics. I think that's kind of the holding point. And with the Steelers, what they're essentially committing to is a two-year, $26 million contract for Bell over these two seasons. They're willing to take that risk and to guarantee that money through the tag to keep him on the field. Now, to me, what that really suggests is they're going all in. They want to win now, and they feel the best way that they can do that is to have Bell on the field. They're not worried so much about the long-term part of it. Although, to be fair, the Steelers are trying to negotiate in good faith with him. They do want to lock him up long-term, but he's not going to get $17 million a year. He hasn't done what Antonio Brown has done to this point in his career. He may get to that point at some level, but right now, I don't think the Steelers can invest that much money into him, and I don't think that they're necessarily interested in doing that. What they want is to have him on the field this season and have the Steelers put their best foot forward in the few remaining years that Roethlisberger has.
And we're talking to Neil Coulong from USA Today and the Steelers Wire. And you mentioned Antonio Brown, and just watching him on social media, I mean, I think the latest is the garbage can hurdling and the rocky jogs. What is kind of the perception of Antonio Brown as far as from the Steelers fan base?
I think his stock is certainly going up with everything that's going on with Bell. But with Brown, he's kind of a bit of a goofball. I think people they can be entertained by his antics. There are some people that kind of grumble about it. I think he was down in celebration penalties this year, probably thanks to the NFL rule that prohibits him. But he's no longer returning punts and jogging backwards 20 yards into the end zone. I think he's cleaned that up a little bit. But overall, I think people kind of get tired of it. But at the same time, it's Antonio Brown. I mean, he's the most productive receiver in the NFL. Right. He does a lot for this team. And frankly, he went 3 years without missing a team activity. When he very easily could have made the argument that he could hold out. The team finally did good by him, and I think with that sort of cements his place as one of the all-time Steelers greats. And with that, you're going to accept a little bit of the goofiness that comes with him, as long as he's not filming stuff in the locker room anymore.
And it's, Steelers free agency is kind of like same every year. They don't spend too much. They do add here and there. Does it feel like it's been just the typical Steelers free agency where they just do some patchwork here there? They don't really make that kind of big splash?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't anything overly dramatic, but I do think that the moves that they made are ones that that they needed to make. I think they needed to get a safety. They went out and got one, and he's the right type of safety for them. He provides some versatility. He provides some size up front. There are a lot of different ways that they can use him. And that's more than anything, that's their free agent class. That and Le'Veon Bell's franchise tag. That's really about all they can do. Nothing else is going to be dramatic. They signed two tackles today, two local guys that, frankly, I'd never heard of before. Camp bodies for the most part. I think they're really just focusing on bringing guys in through the draft and keeping a 13-3 team together. That team obviously needs to get better, but I think the talent is there. They changed up some stuff within the coaching staff. I think that was probably appropriate for them to do, and I think they can get a different look in their secondary. They can get better play out of their defensive backs, and then have that translate down to the front seven, and I think they can still be a very competitive team.
And that is Neil Coulong, USA Today and Steelers Wire. Neil, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
And this is Jameson Hensley from ESPN, and you're listening to WBAL Sports Tonight.